Ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready? Here we
go. Ready.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
This is a sacred moment between a boy and his father.
Say what you're trying to say. What kind of weirdo are you?
Jeff Lutz.
And it's frustrating when you don't hear me, because I'm speaking very clearly with direct language.
I can feel the love.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
It's all happening.
It's all happening.
It's all happening.
And you're invited to partake of it.
Stand by for action.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to a Monday edition, the Bob and Jeff Show here on KFH Radio. It's Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz, for the next couple of hours as we take you to the 7 o'clock hour here on KFH. College football national championship game is tonight. For those of you who aren't completely footballed out, I think I am. Jeff Lutz here with me. You footballed out? Or are you going to give this a look tonight?
I'll probably give it a look. I probably won't. It probably won't be my primary viewing.
You'll probably
situation.
Be over on Raw. On
I'll probably be on Raw and Netflix tonight. That's
which is
correct.
Sad in
we
some
got,
ways.
We got the New Day back in action. It's going to be a big one for them tonight.
I don't know, man. Shouldn't we watch the college football championship game?
I'll follow it. I'll check in. Who cares, though? I mean, is this really something we're clamoring for? Notre Dame, Ohio State, it's a good matchup on paper. It looks good to the advertisers. But does anybody really
Notre Dame to win if I'm going to make a move in the picks? I just need Notre Dame to win. If I'm going to...
Well, you don't need Notre Dame to win. You just need Notre Dame.
I need them to cover, but I got to get closer to Duda.
Yeah,
I'm a little closer right now, 15 points closer. But if I don't get Notre Dame to cover and the unders,
what ended up being the passing rushing?
Well, those were both way over.
Over.
Yeah, way over.
Passing.
Passing was way under.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, running was way over.
So a lot of people got those both right.
Yeah, I'll accept Max, who picked the under in passing yards. Well, no, he got that right. I'll accept Anthony, who picked the...
It was under passing.
He picked the over in passing.
Yeah, that was never
good. He missed that, but everybody else got them both right.
I can't think of a quarterback who had a really good passing day. Did any of them? I got Jaden Daniels had an awesome
320-yard game and a 299-yard game, both in that Washington-Detroit game.
I wouldn't say Jared Goff had a good passing day, though.
Maybe not.
He had some yards, but his play overall was pretty abysmal. And I feel bad for Detroit because they're probably – you can't go forward Jared Goff at this point and expect to win a Super Bowl. It just can't happen.
Had too many injuries on defense.
I understand, but Jared Goff is not the guy.
I don't know.
To win you a Super Bowl. He just isn't.
He won one. I don't know.
He did?
Didn't he?
No.
Thought he won one.
The Rams lost to New England.
I don't know. I like Jared Goff.
He's fine. He's a good player. But again, when you're...
Well, what about Lamar? Can he win a Super Bowl?
That wasn't Lamar's fault.
But can he win a Super Bowl?
Yes, absolutely.
Why isn't some of it Lamar's fault? He had a horrible fumble.
He had a bad fumble.
Had an interception just as bad. Why can't we blame a little of this?
We can put a little bit on Lamar, but Mark Andrews choked his guts out, and I hate
Mark, I feel terrible for Mark Andrews. But you
feel
know.
Terrible for him. I don't feel terrible for him. I feel terrible for his teammates who he let down.
Did he let him down, or did he just not make a couple plays?
He dropped the ball right in his chest.
What about that Lamar Jackson fumble?
Not
did he let his teammates down?
I guess, if you want to put it like that. But when the game is on the line,
have you ever played a snap of football in your life?
Sure, out in the
no,
back.
No, really,
out in the backyard. I took some snaps.
Not in the real. I'm talking about out there doing it for the team.
Sure,
and you lose the football
twice,
and those things happen.
I guess, but another guy you probably won't see in that uniform again is Mark Andrews.
Well, that's terrible. He's a good player.
They've got Isaiah Likely. They'll be fine. They'll figure it out.
Mark Andrews was our go-to over Isaiah Likely yesterday. And, you know, whatever. If you're going to cut guys because they drop a pass, you're not going to last long as a general
manager.
It's
not really about cutting guys, because it's just how do you bring him back to face that next year. It's just better for guys to move on and change of scenery kind of thing. It's not a punishment. It's just, hey, it's not working out anymore here, Mark.
Is it working out? I mean, I love Lamar Jackson, but the guy's got to win something at some point.
He played pretty well, notwithstanding the turnovers.
Right, the turnovers are what measure you.
He played better than Josh Allen, I'd say.
Josh Allen managed the game yesterday. That's all he did.
You're not going to be able to do that against the Chiefs, I don't think.
I don't know. Probably not.
You're going to have to go win the game against Kansas City.
It'll be better conditions. How do you feel about watching games in snow?
Mm.
That Philadelphia game was hard to watch.
I don't understand. I mean, I know they got the cleats and the long cleats they were talking about with Saquon, but I don't understand how they move around so well in that stuff. Well,
Saquon's unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. And the New York Giants should fold as a franchise.
Not smart. But they weren't going anywhere with him.
No, but what'd they get for him?
Nothing. He signed as a free agent.
Exactly. You got that kind of guy, and you got nothing?
Nothing.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, well, that happens sometimes.
So we have an NFC East battle between the Commanders and the Eagles, and we have another in a long line of Bills-Chiefs matchups. We're going to have the Chiefs and the Eagles in a rematch of the Super Bowl from a couple years ago. Although the Eagles...
Don't you think the Commanders can go in there and...
I hope so.
Nothing phases Jaden Daniels. I've never seen a more poised young player. There's nothing. He shows no emotion ever about anything.
But the Eagles are good top to bottom, except can Jalen Hurts throw the football anymore?
Doesn't seem like it.
But boy, Saquon and Jalen Hurts can run it.
He's got 4 playoff victories, Jalen Hurts. I heard this coming over. He hasn't surpassed, I think, 160 yards in any of them passing. So I don't know that they necessarily need him to, but they need him probably to be better than he was yesterday.
They're a good team. The Chiefs are going to win it again.
I told you that 3 weeks ago.
It's just so obvious. I mean, we can throw up Buffalo and...
Buffalo's a real... They're
City.
Really dangerous.
They are really dangerous. But the Chiefs are going to beat them.
And they took it to the Chiefs earlier this year.
I wouldn't know about taking it to them.
Wasn't much of a game.
What? Now you got me... Why do you do this?
What do I do what?
Make erroneous statements, and then I got to look everything up.
I don't know that it was erroneous. Was it?
Yeah, it wasn't. It's fine.
What was the score of the game?
It was 30-21.
Chiefs will probably beat them.
It was a fairly good taking it to them. Josh Allen was really good in that game, although 27 of 40 for 262 yards, a touchdown, an interception. He did run the ball effectively, and Patrick Mahomes had 2 interceptions.
You know the Chiefs likely are not going to make the mistakes that lose them a game. Like we saw the Ravens do, like we saw the Texans do, the Lions did it. Chiefs aren't going to do that. You're not going to walk away.
The Chiefs have the perfect combination of a great quarterback, a generational quarterback, a generational coach, maybe the greatest tight end ever. Bull alert. The best fan base in the National Football League.
No, let's just relax.
No, they are.
Let's just relax.
They're the best in terms of being...
No, they're not. Whatever you're about to say, no, they're not. Every fan base is the same. What are you trying to even say?
They just have everything.
I guess.
Now, they have people like Max who thinks the officials are behind them.
I don't know if they're
Max,
behind them.
Go ahead and play the fool alert for you, by the way, because that's foolish. What did you start to say?
I don't know if the officials are behind them, but those 2 calls against Mahomes yesterday were pretty...
The one, I could see how they missed it, because those guys, it did look like they'd made illegal helmet contact, right?
When the 2 guys dove right at him? Yeah, but he... What are you going to do in that situation? Even if that was the case, He's running around. He's trying to draw a penalty, and you give it to him. I don't like that. He did the same thing, running out of bounds,
that
slowing
one I didn't
down.
Like. That one I didn't like.
Yeah, he's going to get himself hurt.
Well, he may get himself hurt. But Houston was, I think Houston's a good team, but Houston was never going to win that game.
No, and we need to see, it was the same Final Four in the AFC last year as it was this year, and there's no real reason to believe that it won't be the same next year, especially if Houston gets its weapons back, Dell and Diggs. And
well, Houston's got tremendous talent. Baltimore's got to do a little bit of reevaluation. I'm sorry. And can you depend on help me out, man.
I don't even know what you're at. What you're
Derrick
about.
Henry. Can you depend
probably,
on him
yeah,
to
but
be,
they have,
to be that again?
Not necessarily, but they have other guys that they can go to.
And Hill?
Hill. They got Mitchell, who was decent in his rookie year. He was hurt. Came back kind of as a return guy. And you could always pick a running back in the sixth round and work him in.
They got to figure some things out.
I'm sure there'll be some retooling, but it's not like you can do too much retooling.
We're going to do a Bob and Jeff draft today.
We are?
Coming up in hour number two around 6:25. We're going to pick the current quarterbacks that you would take, and each of us will pick five.
Five? I thought we picked eight.
All right, we'll go for eight. We'll pick eight. Eight current quarterbacks.
Sure.
And then we'll evaluate that eight.
Sounds great.
And we'll do a coin flip for the first pick. Although the first pick could be one of any three quarterbacks.
All in the AFC, but Jaden Daniels is where
he's moving up quick. Let's
didn't
hold
he
on.
Look? Didn't he look Mahomes-ish in that game against Detroit?
Oh, like, I loved him.
Like early Mahomes, there's nothing gonna rattle him.
I loved him. And when I said last week on the show that the Commanders have some weapons, I got basically run out of the room by Jason Duda. And I'll go ahead and say it again. They may not have a lot of people you've heard of, but when you have a quarterback like that, he creates weapons.
I know I picked Detroit, but...
Right? Are you with me on that?
Sure. But
back me up.
On what?
What I just said.
I said, sure. And I like I said, I know I picked Detroit, but I was the one saying I wouldn't be surprised. I should have picked Washington because that did feel a little bit right, but I just couldn't go against Detroit and my man Dan Campbell. Poor guy.
He messed up.
Throwing the ball with Jameson Williams.
Oh, my God. And Jameson Williams just kind of – it kind of looked like he thought he was playing in the playground. He threw it off 1 foot, just kind of lobbed it up there. In the most critical part of the game, you talk about a guy who's going to get run out of his city. That made me angry.
Who's going to get run out of his
Jameson
city?
Jameson Williams.
Oh. Well, he was supposed to run, according to or they wanted him to run, according to Dan Campbell.
I read on Twitter some people saying he's not the brightest bulb, Jameson. I don't know that to be true or not, but that pass was awful.
It was ill-advised.
No, it was awful.
It was a bad pass.
It was not ill-advised.
But it wasn't. He shouldn't have thrown it in the first place. That guy was covered.
But did you see the way he threw it?
I was watching the game.
Nature.
Yeah, because you're trying to kind of throw off. If you step and plant, then he kind of looks like.
You think he has the ability to do that?
I'm just saying, if you're looking like you're running, you want to throw on the run. You know what I'm saying?
How'd that go for him?
It went bad.
Exactly. Bad play call. And then the 12 men on the field without getting a timeout. Are you kidding?
Well, Tom Brady tried to call it for him.
Well, no, they knew. Did you see the coaches?
Yeah.
They knew there were 12 men on the field.
Why weren't they screaming timeout? That never was really explained.
I don't know. But, man, I feel bad for Detroit. Because I thought they were in a position, but now I'm pulling completely and unequivocally for the Washington Commanders, who may be my team.
Okay.
What does that mean?
It means nothing.
This is the kind of team I wanted back in the day when I picked the Raiders.
Well, you picked the Raiders.
I wanted an up-and-coming team with a quarterback.
Well, you missed it.
And a coach.
You missed it. You don't get to jump on. You either got to see it from the beginning.
I did see that.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. You got to jump in on the ground floor. You don't get to jump in at all.
I talked about Washington all year long.
No, you didn't. Especially after they started to struggle a little bit following the Hail Mary.
Well, I like them. Can I just say that?
Everybody likes them, but that doesn't make you special. That doesn't mean you get to just adopt them.
Well, you got to go for Indiana, the Pacers.
Yeah, I was in on the ground floor with them.
No, you weren't. They'd been around for 40 years.
They'd won 36 games the year before I jumped on with them.
Well, Washington won how many last year?
Four? I don't
know. Right. Now I'm jumping in.
It's too late.
I disagree.
I'm telling you.
I think it's just fine. Max, we're going to take a break, come back, and continue the discussion at around 5:40 today. We'll get the Andale boys coach.
Jeff Buchanan.
You have a daughter who graduated from Andale.
Sure do.
They're playing pretty well right now.
Sure are.
So we'll talk Andale basketball coming up a little bit later in the show. At 5:40 or thereabouts. Bob and Jeff, KFH, stay with us.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
One and Done, the name of the musical theme. You hear this song a lot with Ozempic. Magic from Pilot. As we get going on a Monday, talking about the NFL, the four divisional games played over the weekend. Entertaining. None of them classics, I wouldn't say, but they all held our interest.
They were all pretty good games.
Buffalo-Baltimore, the way Baltimore fought back from a 21-10 halftime deficit in Buffalo was impressive. And then you had Saquon Barkley, who was, in my opinion, next to the Commanders quarterback Daniels, the star of the weekend. Those were the two guys, right?
Yeah. I can't think of anybody else who would – Kelsey. But I don't know if his performance – he's just – I don't get it. He's so slow and he lumbers around, but something happens to him in the playoffs and he –
He's got something going for him that is you can't explain besides Taylor Swift. And by the way, Caitlin Clark in the booth with Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I didn't really understand that one.
Well, she's a Chiefs fan.
Okay, but why does she need to be in Taylor suite?
Probably because Taylor asked her to be.
They're like 15 years apart in age. I don't know.
If you knew how many younger people would hang out with me, it'd be unbelievable.
I do know.
How many?
Exactly.
No, how many?
Not
if
many.
I said I'm going to be in the suite... at Riverfront Stadium Thursday night, fictitiously, hypothetically, you don't think some would want to hang out?
They'd want to be in the suite. I don't know if they'd want to be with you. There's a fine line between
those.
You
take every opportunity to denigrate.
I just said I don't know. I think being in the suite's probably the bigger attraction with Papa Kelsey and the bunch.
By the way, I had lunch with our mutual friend Dwayne Frazier today, who dropped yesterday when I was texting him. Dropped a little bit of a. I think I can say this.
Well,
maybe I shouldn't. That's okay. What can he do?
I don't know.
He and his wife are moving to Arizona.
Wow. What for?
He's retiring.
Retiring to Arizona. I guess that's one way to do it.
Retiring to Arizona.
Smart.
West of Phoenix, a Phoenix suburb. And there's some A part of me envies that, man. Look at this weather. What are they saying out at Storm Team 12?
I don't know. I wasn't out at Storm Team 12 today.
I didn't expect this kind of snow today.
I didn't either. I don't think anybody did. I heard Friday they were talking about a light dusting type of thing, nothing that would accumulate. But it came down pretty heavy. I don't know if it still
is. One thing, but we don't need the roads constantly under attack by snow.
Yeah, and school's probably going to be out in some locations tomorrow.
I don't think we've had enough for that to happen, but we'll see.
It's going to be really, really cold.
The low overnight, -4.
See?
I called off indoor practices tonight. Pretty wise move.
I would say so.
Although I hate doing that, too, but...
I saw your boy Mozeliak spoke again. How'd that go for you?
Here's where I am on the Cardinals, okay? You trying to trigger me?
Well, it made me think that you talked about canceling indoor practices. The Cardinals have canceled their entire offseason.
They haven't done anything. They're waiting on this market to give them some clarity about who can potentially trade for Nolan Arenado. I would have traded Helsley and Fetty and anybody else that's contract is running out. I can't wait to see our friend Bernie Miklas's YouTube video on his thoughts, because he's going to just go at him. But most of the St. Louis media, we think we can compete. We've got all these young players, and we think they'll do just fine.
You never know.
Well, that was just like, that was so good.
We have a guy in the Cleveland media that's becoming a little cantankerous about the Guardians' efforts.
Who's that?
Zach Meisel with The Athletic.
What's he becoming cantankerous?
He's just going after ownership, talking about, you know, if you got that close, why not really push the chips in? But the Cleveland, they're not a push-the-chips-in type of organization. They're a kick-the-can-down-the-road, we got to make sure we're always competitive.
Well, meanwhile, the Dodgers sign everybody.
Yeah, so it doesn't really matter anyway.
Everybody. And that's not even an overstatement, really. I mean, Tanner Scott, yeah, we'll take him.
Why not?
At least they didn't sign Anthony Santander, who went to the Blue Jays, and that will help the Blue Jays.
I didn't see that.
Gives them a big bat to be with Vlad Guerrero Jr. and Bo Bichette. That suddenly becomes a much better lineup. They're not in a place to compete yet, but you at least say, wow.
And they're trying to get Pete Alonso too.
Well, now then we're talking.
And that's a pretty decent little lineup they got.
But then who are you going to DH?
I don't know. Who, besides Guerrero and Vlad, Guerrero and Alonso, who would be the candidates to DH?
Well, I don't think Vlad Guerrero wants to DH. So does Pete Alonso want to DH?
I don't know.
I'd say unlikely. Although that guy's not going to have many choices.
Doesn't seem like it.
He's going to have to take something he's not crazy about and try to make it work for a year and then throw his hat back out there.
Seems to be, yeah, that's probably the case.
I'll say this about the Cardinals. As they are today, now they've got to trade Arenado. I'll watch. I like some of their young guys.
Sure.
I don't think they're in a position to compete, but they're in a position to win some games. They were 83-79 last year. What were the Guardians?
92 and 69.
They won 92.
They would have won 93, but our last game got canceled.
Well, they played the White Sox.
They did actually. Were one of the worst teams against the White Sox.
Yeah, we didn't have that luxury.
Yeah, we still got to the ALCS.
Yeah, you had a good year. Let's see if you can do it again.
Let's see. You never know.
Anything
cautiously
else?
Optimistic.
Anything else about football you want to say?
I'm trying to think if we kind of covered all the games in that early segment. Did we miss anything?
I don't think we missed anything. We can talk a little bit about college basketball. And by the way, today is a one-hour show here on KFH. will give way to coaches' shows. But we're going to hang around and do a little bit extra for you on our podcast. And you can get to that on the Odyssey app at kfhradio.com. Max will put it on X or Twitter. So we're accessible, and we're going to hang around and do that for you out of the goodness of our heart.
How sweet of us.
Shockers lose. Late three-pointer by East Carolina. Another half-full arena.
Was it half-full?
That's what I was told. By reliable sources. So they have not generated much interest. KU got off to a 14-0 start in its game against Kansas State on Saturday, and then K-State kind of looked okay the rest of the way. They battled back. They covered.
They covered, how about, barely.
How about my 10.5-point spread?
Yeah, it was 14.5.
Right, I made it 10.5.
I know.
And I was closer.
You were, but you were worse, too.
Yeah, I killed myself.
Because you picked KU?
I picked KU.
Yeah, that hurts.
And due to pick K-State. And that was my 8-point game, and it killed me.
That doesn't help at all. How many points do I have?
You missed that game.
Sure did.
You got the over and the under. You got Buffalo, your bonus. But
that's it, I think.
That's it. You missed Houston, Philly, and Detroit.
So that's still 22 points or something.
Yeah, right now you're sitting at 20. I'm sitting at 27. Duda at 12. Max at 18. Anthony at 19.
Duda had 22?
Yeah, but he lost 10 of them.
That still makes me angry.
Why?
Because I wanted them to be in the negatives. Or the low single digits.
Well, if he gets Ohio State tonight and the over, he's got 22 points even with the 10-point loss.
I hate that for everybody. That's almost perfect in his other games because it's like 36 is the most you can get.
That's what we're up against.
I hate it. I absolutely hate it.
I don't care. It doesn't matter to me what you hate.
I hate it.
I'm just saying, that's why I'm pulling big for Notre Dame tonight.
I guess.
And I think they got a decent chance.
I don't know.
I certainly think they can cover 8.5 points because their defense is legitimately good. I like their coach.
You talk about no dominant team, but I feel like winning four games against Tennessee, Oregon, Texas, and Notre Dame, that wipes away
teams that aren't dominant. Yeah,
whatever. That kind of wipes away any of the regular season what they're not dominant talk. Oregon was undefeated. Notre Dame is a one loss.
This will be viewed as one of the weakest champions in the history of college football.
I don't know about that.
Trust me on it.
I don't think so.
Well, I do.
I think it's strong because you had to win more games.
Right. Well, somebody's going to win the games, right? If they play the games, somebody's going to win them.
Sure.
So that's not an argument.
The team that comes through that.
That's not an argument to say this is a strong.
Sure it is.
No, it's not.
Is it harder to win one game or four?
Well, but somebody has to win them.
Right, but is it harder?
Well, that doesn't factor into whether the ultimate winner can be viewed as a dominant team.
So if you win 90 games in the postseason, you might not be dominant because
right.
Somebody had to
exactly.
win.
Exactly. Somebody has to win.
I hate that argument.
Every game played outside of soccer, which...
So if you win 90 in a row...
Is somebody wins. I always tell our kids in League 42, the ones that I've coached, there's a winner and a loser for every game. And the key is to try to act the same regardless.
Try.
Right. I know it's hard. That's why I don't mandate it. That's why I don't say you have to. But the attempt should be made that you win with dignity and you lose with class.
What do you think about Lamar Jackson all over the field smiling with guys after the game?
Fine. He's a nice kid.
Nah. It should break your heart.
Yeah, you saw him in the post game. He was not happy. His heart was broken, but these are your the way the world works nowadays is different from the way Bob Gibson. You wouldn't have seen Bob Gibson out there smiling.
No.
When they lost Game 7 of the 68 World Series, here's what you would have seen if you'd kept the cameras on him. Him punching Jim Northrup.
Would he have smiled about that?
He might have smiled after he punched him.
Right. It is different, I guess, but still.
Well, Bob.
And I love Lamar Jackson, so I won't say a cross word about him.
Bob Gibson's one of the most competitive people to ever live.
Nothing wrong with that. I enjoy competitive people.
Well, he's my all-time favorite athlete. You understand that, right?
I did know
all
that.
All you need to do is look around this West Wichita basement studio.
You don't have any, you have a Bob. There's three pieces of Gibson memorabilia.
I need to get to work on that, maybe.
Who's in the center of this three Gibson and Musial? Who's in the middle?
I don't know what you're looking at.
This one right here.
We'll talk about that. That's Red Shandine's over on the right.
Huh.
You mean kneeling with the bat?
Yeah.
That's Red Shandine's.
Okay. Well, good for him. Does he belong in that?
Of course he does. He's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, but come on. Gibson,
this is a
Gibson Musial. Shandine?
This is a collage. I'm honoring the Cardinals Hall of Famers.
I understand that, but.
And I got to get to work on that because I do have some Ted Simmons stuff. There's a Bruce Sutter bobblehead. But I got to get to work on some of that.
Who don't you have? Enos?
No, I have Enos Slaughter right over there.
Well, looks like you're covered then.
Rogers Hornsby, tough to find.
I can imagine.
Jeff Buchanan joins us. He's the head boys basketball coach at Andale. They are off to a 5-2 start.
It might be 6-2, depending on what.
I was given information, coach, that you're 5-2. What's your record? How are you?
We are 6-2.
Well, we need to get Jeff. That Haven score on Max Preps, coach.
I'll let the AD know he's slacking a little bit.
I went to lunch today with Dwayne Frazier, who covered high school sports at the Wichita Eagle for some time, as I did. And that's our conversation always veers toward that and towards those times. How much do you think we're missing in society without the kind of high school sports coverage there used to be?
100%. I obviously, growing up in the local area, grew up at Goddard. We were a huge fan of the paper and what you guys did and the coverage you guys gave all the area schools. And you know, it's something that's missing, that's for sure. You know, and I still like to read things. They're in my hand. I don't like reading on screens. The good old days of a newspaper or magazine and all that, that's still a hit for me. But, you know, I agree. If there was a way to bring that back and give some of these young men and women that are working so hard all the time, give them a little more publicity and get a little more out there, you know, it's great. One of our local guys, Fred Solis, works there out there at the Clarion that goes out in our area, and he does a phenomenal job covering our local athletics and everything. So we still get a little bit of it for our communities, but from a broader sense, yeah, you hit that one right on.
Yeah, so you guys have won 6 in a row now. You had the early stumbles. Was that a football thing? I mean, we kind of talk about that every year. Guys, you know, get in late because they've just won the state championship, which happens more often than not for Andale's football team. Well, did it just take a minute to round those guys back into basketball shape?
Well, we're never going to use that as an excuse, obviously. But it is hard, you know, when you got young men that have only practiced one time, two times before that first week of games, you know, it makes it hard to go over everything and put your mind in the basketball mode and the fast pace up and down and just getting physically and mentally, in condition for it. So we did, you know, those are both games that first week we had leads late in the fourth And then we just had a couple mistakes. The other team took a couple shots that we lost those leads. So, but we've done a good job since then. You know, it was a good foundation, and we learned a lot from it real quick. And the young men have done a great job winning six in a row here.
Talking with Jeff Buchanan from Andale, what tournament are you in this weekend, and what's your view on tournaments? I always love this week. I think everybody does. You get to see your team play on three consecutive days or nights or whatever. How much does this typically help a basketball team playing in these tournaments?
Oh, this is awesome. We play out at the RUP tournament in Halstead. We've been out there for a number of years, and they do a great job. It's an awesome atmosphere there in the gym, and a ton of their local community comes out, and then there's enough local teams out there that also come, so everybody travels well, and you get some good basketball. Just like everybody, I'm a big fan of the midseason tournaments. I think they're a great gauge for you, you know, as you kick off the second half of the season right afterwards and get ready for sub-state. It kind of gives you a view to see some other teams that, you know, generally aren't on your schedule, and kind of gives you a basis of where you're at. In ours at the RUP, we just played Haven. Haven was number three in 3A when we played them on Friday. So last week was a tough week for us with Collegiate on Monday. Then we played Clearwater Tuesday, and then Haven on Friday. So two ranked teams in 3A last week, but they're in the RUP tournament. And then Cheney, who's also has a really good team again this year. They, as of last week's rankings, they were number five in 3A. So, but they're still undefeated, and so it's a good tournament. It's great competition, local teams, and a great fan base.
And you play Garden Plain tonight.
We play Garden Plain tonight. So, you know, we played them a couple weeks ago, right out of Christmas break, and we got that one. But you know, they're playing better, just watching them on film, and they're a lot more smooth, and big kids inside, and the guys are shooting it well from the outside. So they're playing better, and cannot take them lightly whatsoever. But I'd like to think our guys are playing a little bit better too, and have improved and have themselves ready.
Yeah, two wins over two top three teams in the class, that'll go a long way to seeing where you're at. What clicked in those games against Collegiate and Haven? How'd you pull those out?
You know, both those teams, obviously, I mean, they're ranked for a reason. They're good teams. But, overall, it was just a consistency. On the offensive end, shot the ball well and made free throws throughout the game, which is always huge in those close games. And then defensively, you know, the guys are getting better. They're getting a lot better at anticipating and rebounding the ball has been a huge factor for us throughout the game. So, really, it was just the consistency throughout the game, each night that really helped us. We didn't have too many lows throughout the game and limited our mistakes a lot. And then just having different guys step up, you know, this last game, Fetusik and Horsch led us in scoring against Haven, shot the ball well from the perimeter. Austin Ballman's been great for us all year, you know, had multiple games, 20 points and double digit rebounds. So, obviously teams are concentrating on him a lot more now, and it's nice to see those other guys step up.
Jeff Buchanan with us from Andale. He's a boys basketball coach. You mentioned a couple of your players by last name, but tell us a little more in depth about who your guys are, who leads you, who do you depend on for your success?
Well, the guy with the most experience and probably gets the most recognition right now is Austin Ballman. He's averaging just under 20 points a game for us, and he's been good. Shooting a little under 50% from three, and then, like I said, rebounding, one of the best around. And then point guard was Harrison Petusik. He's been doing a great job. You know, he's averaging just under 10 a game for us. Jack Horsch is our other guard that starts, and he is here after Christmas, been shooting the ball real well, and he's just one of those kids, and he did it on the football field. In the state game, he was great on the defensive side, and then, you know, had a few runs for him as well. And so he's doing that same thing for us on the basketball court and getting on the floor and getting rebounds and all that. And then, you know, we've had different injuries, so there's been a lot of different combinations out there. We've got, you know, Ben Molitor in the post. We got Bo Kaiser in the post. We have had Cooper Marks was hurt. You know, he was a top 11 kid in football He started playing after Christmas here after a thumb injury. So he's been nice to have. Sam Cooper coming off the bench. He's been hurt in the past. So we're still battling some injuries, still waiting for that where we get everybody healthy so that we can get a full team going again. And it may be February before we get that, but that'll only add to the depth and help things out.
Yeah, I want to go back to the Halstead tournament. You mentioned a lot of it, but just having so many schools who are kind of in the same part of the state, maybe play each other during the regular season, it really adds to the atmosphere, does it? I can only cover that tournament, I think, once, and it was the championship game, but I was just stunned. I couldn't get a seat at the near the press table. I was, like, sitting up at the top row trying to make a table out of, like, the platform that the camera guy was on. I just love that tournament like you do. What else makes that kind of so special?
Well, they treat you well. You know, and like a lot of tournaments in the area, they have little bits and pieces that they add in to make it fun for the kids, make it fun for the players, you know, the three-point contest, the free-throw contest, and some of those things. And, you know, one of the things our guys will say is one of the best is they feed you a big meal after one of the games. So that's our night tonight, so they're excited for that. But just the hospitality and even the local fans. I mean, they get out there and you'll have as many locals from Halstead out there as, you know, as we're bringing as well from the Andale area or anywhere else. And that gym is sweet. You know, it's fun because you got, you know, bleachers on all four sides behind the goals and everything. So students get going. They kind of get riled back and forth a little bit. But it is, it's a close proximity, and it's great because people can go and watch and see some good basketball each night. You know, it's not just one game. You got the multiple games and they do it a little bit different where two games on Monday, a different set of four teams play two games on Tuesday, and then the winners play Friday, the losers play Thursday, and then everybody plays Saturday. So it's a little bit different format than the Thursday, Friday, Saturday formats. I like it. You know, it gives you a little prep time in between a little bit, but it's fun. It's great. You know, and we've really enjoyed going there.
All right, Jeff. Well, we appreciate it. I was a little fearful that they might postpone some games tonight with the weather. Hopefully that doesn't happen. Best of luck in the 8-off-up tournament in Halstead. Tonight's first-round opponent, Garden Plain at 7:45. If you want to go over to Halstead and watch some high school basketball. Thanks, Jeff.
Hey, we appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks.
Jeff Buchanan, the boys basketball coach at Andale High School. He's been there quite a while.
Yeah, I miss talking to him after games.
When did you talk to him after?
A bunch. I covered Andale a bunch.
Did you?
Yeah.
Back in the day. I miss those days.
It was fun.
Covering high school.
I liked covering high school basketball a lot more than I liked covering high school football, but I still liked covering high school football.
Yeah, I got you. All right, we're going to send it out to the Wichita State Coaches shows. Meanwhile, Jeff and I will be back in podcast form only with some more banter and a Bob and Jeff draft. Current NFL quarterbacks. And each of us will get to use Patrick Mahomes.
Wait, what? No.
Yeah, because the one that picks Mahomes will win going away.
Nah.
In the vote.
I guess. Do people still vote?
Sure they do. We've never been more popular.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll be back in podcast form.
It's the weirdest thing. I feel like I've been in a coma for about 20 years. And I'm just now waking up.
Showtime. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Ready.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
I look out for this show, and it's awful to listen to you in that monotonic tone. I'll have a mono with tonic. That should be a drink.
I think so.
Jeff Lutz.
Monotonic? That's a mathematics term. Monotonic. Oh, I doubt that's a word.
Okay, what is this, a stupid contest?
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
No logic, no reason, no explanation. Just a prolonged nightmare.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Bob and Jeff on KFH. A little podcast, a little few extra minutes for you on a Monday, a snowy Monday. Max Power is our producer and engineer back in the East Wichita studio. We're in the West Wichita basement studio. So we talked in our first hour about the four divisional games in the NFL. They've left us with Philadelphia, Washington, Kansas City, Buffalo coming up in the conference championship games on Sunday. And I hope for a good day, maybe have a few people over. You're certainly welcome to come by Monday or Sunday if you it fits into your schedule.
Can't happen.
Why is that?
Gotta work.
Gotta work on the conference championship day?
Yeah, I'm gonna be doing live blog. I'll do stuff on social media. I'll have a good time with it. People got angry the other night on social media.
Why?
Because they're dumb. I said something after the Chiefs went up by 11 late. I said it's 23-11 or whatever it was, 23-12. If we're being honest, this one's over. People got angry about that.
Why'd they get angry?
Some of them thought I was jinxing the Chiefs, and some of them thought this is a news source that's showing this bias. Like, shut up.
Well, that is a little bias.
It is?
What, like, if I'm from Houston and I want to...
The game was over. I think we all knew it.
What if I'm from Houston?
I'll put some Houston stuff up there on the blog.
Well, I guess we won't be having you over Sunday.
No, and I got to work on my Joe Auer piece, too, this weekend.
When's that going to hit the...
It's supposed to hit the
website?
Next Monday.
Are you on target for that?
It depends. I got to transcribe a lot of things.
You still got to transcribe?
Well, you took that day away from me on Friday when you made me come in here, and I worked Saturday on the Chiefs.
Well, what'd you do all day today?
I took the day off.
See, that's the difference between you and me. That is the absolute...
I wasn't going to go into work today.
Well, you can transcribe at home.
Nah, my laptop sucks.
Well, get a new one.
It's hard to type on it.
Get a new laptop.
I need the three-dimensional keys. You know what I'm saying? Not the flat keys.
Well, I don't know what that means. You mean like this keyboard here?
Yeah, I type much better on...
Yeah, I like this a lot. I'd struggle with that.
Yeah, I'm not good at that.
But all you got to do is buy a keyboard.
I don't have one.
Well, you know how much they are?
Uh-uh.
Like $10.
I don't know if I have...
I mean, what's wrong, man?
If I'm working, I'm going to be at work, right?
I work all the time here.
I know, but I don't work at home.
This is my escape. This truly is where I spend a lot of my time.
If I'm going to be working, I'm going to go to work. And it doesn't matter. I could have gone in today.
I've worked from anywhere.
That's fine.
In my career.
I keep my world separate. If I'm at home, I'm going to be at home, my friends.
No, that's not how
it works. And if I'm at work, I'm going to be at work.
That's one area.
They don't let me home from work, so I'm not going to work from home.
That's one advantage I've always had over you.
Until they start letting me take naps at work, I'm not going to work from home.
I've never thought like that in my life. I've never had that mindset.
What mindset?
I'm going to work wherever I am.
I'm going to work at work.
What a weak... I mean, that production never happens with that thinking.
Did you see a lot of other people from Channel 12 going in Saturday when they didn't need to? That's a volunteer basis, my friend. No one told me to do that.
Well, what'd you do?
Blogged. And so I just told you what I did.
Well,
kept folks abreast of the Chiefs situation.
Well, get that Joe Auer story done.
I'm going to get it done.
That's the number one thing. If that's not done Monday of next week, I'm going to rip you to shreds.
Well, if it's not done Monday, it'll be done Thursday.
I'll rip you
Thursday.
To shreds here.
I wouldn't.
You've kept that poor man waiting for 2 years.
I was waiting until he announced his retirement.
No, you weren't. And if you keep him waiting any longer...
I don't think he's lost a wink of sleep over.
Listen, he's only got a month left.
I understand. It will be done. Trust me, I've done a lot of work on this story.
I'm going to stay on you.
I don't need to be stayed on. That's going to make me retreat. How about you just let me do it?
If you don't get that done...
Now I'm less motivated.
Really?
Yeah. This is my... This
to
is,
honor your friend Joe
This
Auer,
is my baby.
With a story about his career.
And his life and everything.
You're less motivated.
Yeah. By you doing that.
What a terrible look.
Now, if Joe said, hey, get on this, buddy, and we need it. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell him to say that to you.
Talked to his parents the other day. They were fantastic.
Well, I hope you get it done.
There's no hope. I'm going to get it done.
I'm not convinced.
I don't care if you're convinced.
I really am not.
I really don't care.
I think it's 70%.
No, it's 100% that it's going to get done. There's no question about it.
I hope so. I'm looking forward to it.
I don't hope. I know that it will.
I just hope. That's all I got is hope.
No, we don't hope around here. Either we make it happen or we don't. There's no hope.
I'm going to stick with hope.
There's no hopes. Hope is empty.
Shocker basketball, where are you?
The same place I was Saturday morning.
Now they have a couple of games coming up on the road at Memphis and Tulsa, I believe.
I know it's Memphis on Thursday.
Both of those games will be tough.
Is Tulsa good?
No, but they're okay at home.
Yeah, the Shockers are not.
They're not good. But
watch them beat Memphis. I mean, can you figure? I don't think they will, but man, this team is just.
I don't think they're capable of beating Memphis this year. I think in past years maybe I could buy it, but I don't think so. So yeah, that one coming up Thursday. Shockers are now 11-7 after a what? 10-2
at least.
10-2 start. Let's see. They were. Yeah, 10-2, 10-3, and now they're 11-7. They've lost four of their last five to Temple, South Florida, Texas, San Antonio. Good grief. I mean, come on.
And ECU.
And, I can lose to ECU long before I'm going to lose to Texas.
They're both bad. ECU's not good and was not a good shooting team that, again, shot well against Wichita State because the defensive resistance isn't really there as much as you'd want it to be. But we'll see. Paul Mills did show up for the post-game presser after the loss.
What do you have to say?
Nothing. But at least he showed up.
Tulsa coming off a loss to South Florida, which also beat the Shockers. And they'll face Wichita State in Tulsa coming up on Sunday. So we'll see. A couple games this week. They are not the talk of the town, to say the least.
No, too bad.
And Shocker basketball needs to be the talk of the town.
I agree.
That's what we've had for decades.
What is the talk of the town?
There's no talk.
No?
Chiefs.
Yeah.
The Chiefs are the talk of this town. They're the talk of a lot of towns.
Most of the tri-state area.
And that's okay.
Is there a...
You know, I didn't used to care for the Chiefs for many, many years. Everything about them got on my nerves. You know what I mean?
Sure.
But then I covered them, and that lessened a little bit.
Didn't that game Saturday kind of get on your nerves a little bit?
No.
No?
No.
All right.
No. I can't say that it did.
Let's go back to the phrase tri-state area.
There's not a tri-state area here.
There's three states everywhere.
No, you can't make tri-state area work for Kansas.
Why?
Okay, who's your other tri-state besides Missouri, Kansas?
I think it's Nebraska.
No, that doesn't work.
I think it's Nebraska.
That doesn't work.
Well, why do tri-states work?
There are places where tri-state area work.
Where?
New Jersey, New York, Connecticut.
What about Delaware? What about Pennsylvania?
Nah, it doesn't work there. Doesn't work there.
They're all there.
They gotta be connected.
What about the Quad Cities? Is there only one of those?
Don't try to distract me. Here's the Shockers' remaining schedule: at Memphis, at Tulsa, home against North Texas, which looks like a decent team, at Charlotte, which is a bad team, at South Florida, which beat the Shockers, home against Texas San Antonio, Memphis home, at Florida Atlantic, Tulane, UAB, at North Texas, at Rice, Tulsa. So they still have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 13 games left. Is that good or bad?
I don't know. It's nothing. It's start winning, and then it'll be something. Here are the tri-state areas in the United States. You got one, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut. Then you have Philadelphia, tri-state area, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware. Pittsburgh is Pennsylvania, Ohio, West Virginia. Cincinnati includes Indiana, Kentucky.
Right. Cincinnati's a tri-state Ohio area.
Three states, Texas. That's a small community on the borders of Texas, Arkansas, and Louisiana. And get this one. The historic tri-state mining district includes parts of southwest Missouri, northeast Oklahoma, and southeast Kansas.
Well, but that's not Kansas City.
But it's the tri-state area.
Yeah, but that's not Kansas City.
I didn't say it was.
That's Joplin.
Fine.
That's the southwestern part of Missouri. That's not where Kansas City is.
I didn't say it was.
Geography is way off.
All I said was
you acted like that was a victory for you.
It was.
You acted like that. You know, you said Missouri, Nebraska, Kansas.
Yeah, I did say that, but
that's wrong.
But you said Kansas wasn't a part of a tri-state area.
They're not.
Not technically, but they were.
That doesn't count.
And all I said was that the Chiefs were the talk of the tri-state area.
They're not the talk of Oklahoma.
Interesting.
They're not the talk of Oklahoma.
Okay.
Oklahoma's Cowboys country.
Yeah, sure. Even northeast Oklahoma?
There's probably a few Chiefs fans in Oklahoma.
Surely there
are. It's not Chiefs country.
It's not the talk of...
Chiefs country is Missouri, Kansas, Nebraska.
Thank you. Iowa.
Part of Iowa, although Iowa is a big
Green
Chicago.
Bay and Packers and
right.
Bills and Bears and
right.
Buffs and
right. You sound like a moron. You don't know
you
anything.
You keep saying right.
Here's the problem. You don't know anything.
Ask me anything. I'll give you the answer.
You spout off, but you don't really know anything.
Well, ask me. Did you know what a tri-state area? What is a tri-state area?
Just an area where there's three states.
It's where they meet.
Right.
Not exactly. Just where there are three states, but they
sure.
Their borders touch.
Of course that's what a tri-state area is.
Has to be.
But the problem with you is you don't know anything.
You didn't know that. And now a lot of other people know that too. Because we told them.
Chiefs have become, while they've become extremely popular with their fan base and expanded their fan base tremendously, they are also now the most hated team by far.
Of course.
In the National Football League.
That comes
it's
with the
not
territory.
Even close. It used to be Dallas.
New England for a long time.
Yeah, New England for a while.
It's the team that's the most threatening. The team that is winning the most.
But were the 49ers ever just hated?
You can answer that. I don't know.
I don't think so.
Maybe not. Well, they had Jerry Rice. He was hard to hate.
Montana was hard to
hate. I don't think a lot of people hated
Bill
Joe
Walsh
Montana.
Was hard to hate. Steve Young, hard to hate.
I don't know. I don't know if they were hated.
Doesn't feel like they were to
Doesn't
me.
Doesn't seem like it.
But the Chiefs are hated. We got one on our show, Max. Can't stand them.
Do you think if Jaden Daniels wins 5 Super Bowls that he'll hate Jaden Daniels like he hates Patrick Mahomes?
I don't know.
Like, because it is kind of all about he's not going to get close to Brady.
Well, Mahomes is knocking on that door. And he's still, what, 27?
Something like that, 28.
And they look like they've got a pretty good club next year. I don't know if Kelce will be back.
I don't know. I'm sure whatever holes that they have, they'll figure out a way to either disguise them or fill them.
And if I'm Andy Reid, I'm not going anywhere.
Why would he?
As long as I can coach this guy, right?
Yeah, that would help.
You with me?
Yeah. He doesn't need to. He's still a great coach and very viable.
The best coach.
Sure, up there.
No, I'm talking about you can start to put him in the discussion in when you're talking about the greatest coaches ever.
Well, he's got 300 wins career, postseason and regular season. That's pretty good. Yeah, he's in the top five coaches of all time at worst, I would say.
Plus, just seems like a good guy, right?
Seems like it. I don't know.
Belichick is obviously in the discussion. Probably would get the most votes. But whoever wanted to hear him talk?
Do we want to hear Andy Reid talk?
Sure I do.
Has he ever said anything interesting?
He's funny.
He is? I don't think he is.
I do. I've listened to him.
You've laughed at something he said?
Have you not seen the Geico commercials?
Are they funny?
You've never seen them.
I've seen
this
them.
This is another problem.
This
You don't watch television.
I don't watch commercials. That's sure correct.
It's a problem.
The TV goes on mute when the commercials come on.
Max, let's get a break in. We'll come back and do our Bob and Jeff draft here on the podcast only, hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show. We'll pick current quarterbacks. Stay with us.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Been a little while since I heard this one. Indiana Wants Me from R. Dean Taylor. One and Done, the musical theme. All right, good stuff. All right, we're going to do the Bob and Jeff draft. It's been a while. Max, you still have the music for that? Of course he does. Yeah, here we go. We're going to pick eight quarterbacks each. Or did we just make it seven since both of us will have Mahomes on our list?
Let's pick seven each.
So that we can avoid the person with Mahomes in our tri-state area.
Exactly.
We'll win that vote pretty handily. So we'll both start with Mahomes, and we'll pick seven quarterbacks each. Jeff, please flip the coin.
I'm not ready for this right now.
I'm ready out of the chute.
Call it.
Heads. It is tails. Do you want to go first or second?
I'll go second.
Okay, I will pick Josh Allen.
I'll pick Lamar and Burrow.
Well, you think you've won it now.
I kind of have.
You probably have, because there's a significant fall off.
See, I don't think we both should have gotten Mahomes, because now I'd only have...
All right, I'll take Mahomes.
No, it's too late now.
No, that evens it up.
No, absolutely not.
Jackson and Burrow. Okay, let's start over. You win the pick. You win the flip of the coin. Do you want to go first or second?
No, we're not starting
over. No, we are starting over, because I didn't think about how this would be.
Fine.
Because after those...
I'll go second.
All right, you'll go second.
Yeah.
All right. I'll give you, no. I'll take Mahomes.
Then I'll take Allen and Jackson.
I'll take Burrow. And
yeah,
boy.
Good luck.
Well, don't tell me that. Don't tell me that.
Good luck.
I'll take Baker Mayfield. Current quarterbacks.
I'll take Jaden Daniels. And that's...
You're going on... Yeah, you're taking him at a time when his stock has never been higher.
And that's the end of the draft. I don't think there are any good quarterbacks left to pick. Do you?
It gets a little tougher.
There's nobody. Not him. No. No. This is bad. This gets thin quickly. I guess I'll take Bo Nix.
Bo Nix? I'll take Goff. I mean, my God, he ranked fourth in touchdown passes this year. He ranked very high and second in yardage. And you're just laughing at the guy.
Yeah, I am.
The guy's a good player. I don't know why.
He's not a Super Bowl winning quarterback.
Well, there very few are. Who are they? Neither is Josh Allen.
Not
or
yet.
Lamar Jackson.
Not yet. But Goff will not take a team, and he can't. They need an upgrade. They need to figure out their situation.
If that's your criteria,
make a pick.
Geno Smith, who, by the way, ranked fourth in yardage this year.
Good.
And ranked down a little bit in touchdowns. But that's okay. We still love him.
I'll take Stroud and Herbert.
Well, you're taking the guys that have the reputations but didn't necessarily have very good year.
We'll see.
So you're trying to trick the listening audience.
I think Stroud is going to be better than a lot of guys on this list.
You're trying to trick the listening audience.
You
can't trick them.
I'm just making my picks, man.
No, you're trying to trick people.
I don't want to trick anybody.
I didn't see Herbert do anything in the playoffs.
He was awful, but
I didn't see Stroud do anything.
He won a game.
So far, your quarterbacks in the playoffs are 1-1.
They all made it, right?
2-0. Daniels 2-0. Nix 0-1. Stroud 0-1.
Stroud's 1-1.
1-1. So you've got 4-6-4.
What do you have? 0-1.
I got guys who didn't get to the playoffs.
Right.
Mike. I'm in trouble. My next guy would be Jordan Love. 0-1 in the playoffs.
Yeah, good pick.
And after that, current quarterbacks. I mean, the guy had a great year. Sam Darnold.
Great.
0-1. 2, 3, 4. You got two to pick.
Give me Brock Purdy. Okay.
Now that's funny.
A guy who only wins a lot.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Except this year.
And give me. Starts to fall off a little bit. It already has started to fall. Give me Matt Stafford.
Well, that's a decent pick. I can't argue with that.
Decent. You have one left?
I have one left. And, boy, I guess I got to go Jalen Hurts, right?
Yikes. I guess.
Well, I mean, he's got a chance to get his team to the Super Bowl.
He has before.
Right. So that's actually getting a team to the Super Bowl.
Brock Purdy did.
Boys.
So did Brock.
Unlike your vaunted people.
Brock did it.
Mahomes, Burrow, Mayfield, Goff, Smith, Love, Darnold, Hurts, Allen, Jackson, Daniels, Allen Jackson. Well, way down yonder in the Chattahoochee, never
knew how much that muddy water meant to me.
I know that.
But I learned how to swim.
Oh, God.
And I learned how to love.
Video last week.
It was so
of
good.
You singing.
Yeah, it was good.
Why'd you do that?
It was good.
No, tell me why you did it.
It was good.
Because it was shortly after my video went crazy.
Yeah, I told you if you wanted to share it, and we'll let people decide. You didn't, so it's all good. Next.
Why didn't you know? I want to talk about it some more. Why didn't you share it?
Because you got more people and more followers it'd be a more impartial audience. Or maybe they'd be partial towards you. But it's too late now.
It is too late now, and yeah. I considered sharing it, but I didn't.
It's pretty.
And you talk about lack of stage presence.
Pretty solid performance. Well, I was filming myself, so I don't know how much.
Dreadful.
I don't know how much stage presence there was going to be.
Well, it's stage presence.
You had none.
You either got it or you don't.
Thought I sang well. Anyway, my list.
Allen, Jackson, Daniels, Nick, Stroud, Herbert, Purdy, and Stafford.
I think I win going away.
Max, you, of course, Max is going to vote for you.
But we'll see.
Josh Allen.
He's usually.
And I have Patrick Mahomes.
He's usually pretty down the middle on stuff
Max,
like
who,
this.
Max, who won?
First of all, I will never hate Jaden Daniels at all. Never.
Even if he wins five Super Bowls?
I don't care if he wins five Super Bowls. Oh, look, I have a high ankle sprain. They're lying about injuries. Oh, look, let's call roughing the passer when he's a runner. Okay, yeah. I didn't see two roughing the passer calls on Stroud. Who was missing? Tank Daniels and Stephon Diggs.
Tank Dell.
He's good.
Yeah, big deal. Play with what you got.
Yeah.
Chiefs were missing Rashee Rice all year long.
What was he, racing down in Dallas?
I love the Chiefs, Max.
You've
made me love them.
They're done this
it's
week,
like
boy.
My mother
they're
feeding me
done.
Broccoli.
They're, only the refs
Learn
can
to
save
love
them.
It.
You guys missed, I don't care what you say, but Drake May is going to be great.
I almost picked him, but I didn't. He's not great
yet. He's not.
Not yet,
be okay.
But they have the most cap space, and they have Mike Vrabel. He'll be great.
We'll see.
Bo Nix was good. I like Jeff's list, except for Purdy.
Well, yeah, Jeff.
He's got a lot of wins, and he
Jeff
went to the Super Bowl. And he's,
yeah, but, you know, he's on a – he had some good receipts. He had the stuff, but he didn't – he could have won it, and he didn't.
He's good for a seventh rounder.
What this list showed you is that there are
I thought Bo
four
Nix
quarterbacks
good.
With Daniels right there.
Yeah, right, definitely.
Those are the five quarterbacks that you got to have. After that, it's a complete crapshoot.
Stafford had a good year.
He's okay.
You know.
I mean, he's still good as a veteran quarterback. He's okay. He's not in that realm.
He won a ring.
He's not in the Mahomes, Allen, Jackson, Burrow realm. With Jaden Daniels coming quickly.
You got to remember, he spent
right,
a lot
Max.
Of years in Detroit.
Right. Yeah. We're gonna call it a day. Thank you to everyone for listening. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to talk to former Shocker Manny Seferis, who played on the 1964-65 Final Four team. They're reuniting at the Drury Inn coming up in February. 60 years.
Crazy.
Going to talk to him tomorrow on the show, and we look forward to that. All right, thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow.